Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Second time's the charm, right, Chime Time?
Always,
second
baby.
Time's the charm. Leave that in there. What's going on, buddy? Good, happy Thursday morning. What's going on?
Not too much, man. I'm just enjoying the day. I'm already done with my show, so I only got one day left until the weekend. So yep. I'm excited.
Respect it. We will get to the football. We'll get to the baseball. We'll start with news we can all celebrate, and that is Governor Baker finally signing the sports betting bill yesterday. I don't know what he waited for.
Neither do I.
He was trying to bargain for something else. He said the day before, I'm looking at this and looking it over. So I haven't read anywhere that there's like some different language in it now. So I assume it's the same bill that the House and the Senate passed. But we're officially underway and the clock has started, Shime, to get everything in place. Because I can officially say sports betting legal in Massachusetts, but the process to figure out who we can bet with is now officially underway with the Mass Gaming Commission.
That is correct. I know WynnBET already said, it tweeted out that they had already submitted their application for both their retail spot as well as a mobile spot or a mobile betting site. So you'll have them in play. You know DraftKings and FanDuel will be in play. BetMGM is in play. You know Penn National will be in play. So
Barstool, yeah.
Barstool will be in play. So all those people will absolutely be in play here going forward, which I'm excited for. I don't know why Baker waited so long. We talked about it today on the Greg Hill Show. Courtney was asking a reasonable timeline. I said if, like, being uber optimistic, you're looking just after Halloween. If you're being very kind of just realistic in general, it would probably be right around the new year. And I said, if all goes right for me personally, we're able to bet on Thanksgiving football. That's to me is an ideal world.
Yeah, I mean, I think potentially it like on location you'll be able to. I think there's no chance it's mobile. I think mobile is going to be early 2023 at the earliest. So if you want to say you can go to BetMGM or Springfield or Plainridge.
Plainridge.
Or Encore and say you can get a bet down that way, sure. I'd be shocked. I mean, mobile, I think we talked about this, the average mobile turnaround is like 8 months in this country. So,
yeah.
I mean, even if they do it on a super, super, super fast, you're looking at Super Bowl. My timeline is around that same time for you for Thanksgiving and Super Bowl for mobile is my guess.
Yep.
But we'll have to wait to see how the process goes. I know they're accepting applications right now. We know who the big players are. Maybe a small player will pop up. I can't believe there'll be many issues, and away we go. So that's very good news, Shem. Like, we knew this was coming. It's not like a big surprise. We knew that Governor Baker was going to sign it. He agreed that he would sign really any legislation that involves sports betting. So it's just a matter now of waiting, and hopefully the red tape that bogs down so much in this state does not end up affecting sports betting in some major form. I'm sure there'll be there's no way in this state it's going to be a clean run. There'll be some speed bumps along the way, and I'm just hopeful that they're not to the point where a year from now, we're saying, what is going on with sports betting? Why hasn't it gotten ready to go yet? That's my only fear. But
yeah, and hopefully everything goes smoothly here, and we'll be sports betting in no time.
We can bet on the preseason Patriots tonight. They're taking on the New York Football Giants. It's at Gillette Stadium. I can tell you that if you like to go on a website like, I don't know, like DraftKings, you can bet the Patriots right now as a 2.5-point dog at -105. The Giants are 2.5-point favorites at -115. We have a total of 34.5. I'm seeing it -110 in both locations or both sides. I'm seeing money line -150 for the Giants. I'm seeing +130 for the Patriots. I'm not seeing a sniff. a player prop action right now for this
game. Not even a little bit. As much as I would like to bet Bailey Zappi overs, we are not going to get opportunity tonight.
Yeah, and to be honest, I this is not a market that I played a lot in. You know, I played opening night because I wanted the under. That took the L there. But historically, Shine, for those listening, I have not been some major, I'm going to bet the preseason. I'll do DraftKings because there's an advantage there because you can't bet player props right now on DK. And do we know if they ever offer player props for preseason games?
I don't.
I'm being honest. I don't know if they do.
I didn't look the last game for the Raiders game. I'll have to look very close to game time for this one and see if there are any player props available.
I can't imagine they do. There's so much liability involved with these, given playing time, etc. But you can take advantage on sites like DK, sites like Underdog, go offer player props, or some sort of fantasy formula. You can build a showdown lineup tonight for Patriots Giants, and we know Zappi's going to play a lot. We know Mac Jones is not going to play. We know that Brian Daboll said anyone who can play football will play football, whatever that means. I have no clue what he's going for there. But you can do it that way as far as betting the game. My simple, dumb, square, loser, want some action would be like the Patriots have been terrible in the preseason. Brian Daboll is a hardo. It's his first game coaching the team. If I were betting the game, I lay the 2.5 points and bet the Giants. My simple, dumb, not worth your time to listen to this take on preseason football.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of Hammer the Shine this morning on the Greg Hill
Show.
Oh, I've already hit on this once, and I'll say it again for the people. I'm going to go under 34.5 tonight. You already said the Patriots have looked awful so far in training camp, at least on the offensive side of the football. Their defense has shockingly looked okay, but that may also just be because the offense is terrible. Not really sure yet. But even though Brian Daboll, who I love and think is awesome, even though he's now the head coach of the Giants, they are not going to change overnight. They have not had enough time to get better offensively. I don't expect to see Kenny Golladay or Kadarius Toney in this game, especially because they haven't even been practicing in full. They're trying to keep these guys on ice because they're so scared that they're going to get injured in the regular season. So I doubt you see those guys. You might see Daniel Jones for a bit, but that doesn't even scare me very much. So I just think this is going to be like a 17-12 kind of stupid scoring weird game. Under 34.5 is my play.
So I'll be on the chalk. I'll be on the chalk Giants here. You'll be on the under. Basic plays. This is not a major conviction play.
Nope.
So I would not take this and go running to the bank and saying, oh my God, these guys have a huge... No, I'm not there with this game. Looking forward to it. I'm not sure why, because I don't think who's going to... From a Patriots standpoint, who's going to play? I just don't...
Nobody. I mean, you're going to see Brian Hoyer and Bailey Zappi this entire game. You're not going to see Mac Jones. Belichick's already said you're not going to see a lot of the starters, like... It is what it is.
Yeah, I will say
or
that.
Or at least the reports are. I don't know that Belichick said that, but the reports are that you won't see any of the starters.
And Bill's not going to throw the ball. They're just going to run the ball and get through this stupid game.
Yep, they're going to give it to Pierre Strong and Kevin Harris and Ty Montgomery.
It could be a lot of Ty Montgomery tonight. Yep. As a veteran player trying to make the team is sort of like, I could see him being a factor, but even not a lot of conviction there. I got to look at DK, look at some pricing, and build some lineup or two.
And I know this isn't necessarily a gambling topic, but now Doug Kyed with the report today that Nelson Agholor could be the odd man out on the Patriots receiver corps. To me, that signifies that they're probably going to try and trade him.
Could play quite a bit tonight then as a showcase, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be my assumption as well. I also think you'll see a lot of Tyquan Thornton. But in terms of Nelson Agholor, I think they're going to try and trade him. They may have to eat some of that money, unfortunately. But a team like the Cowboys or the Broncos losing Tim Patrick might be interested in grabbing a guy like Agholor on the cheap.
Yep, and Henry McKenna said the same thing yesterday, that the trade market might be there for him now. So we'll see what the Patriots do. We thought it was a bad signing at the time. He did nothing last year, and it looks like he may be
definitely
traded here.
Definitely a bad signing.
In the next couple of weeks. We crushed the Red Sox last night, Shine. We can celebrate that
on
this podcast.
Hell yeah, we did. We dominated that. We hit on the over of 9, and you nailed it with Marcell Ozuna. You got the over 1.5 total bases with ease because he hit the home run. So I loved it. Awesome.
We got Red Sox and the Orioles in a weird one-off. These are the same two teams that are going to play next Sunday in the Williamsport game.
Yep.
If you haven't paid attention to your schedule, the Red Sox are going to Williamsport to play in one of those Little League Classic-type games,
Which
should be a really fun game when they're 7 or 8 games out at that point. At least the Orioles are interesting. The Orioles today, as of this morning, August 11th, the Orioles are a playoff team. They are the third wild card in the American League, which is flipping unbelievable given all their expectations, how much money they spent on their team versus what the Red Sox have done. And I heard Sam Kennedy try to spin it today. It's an unmitigated disaster. And that's, I think, tonight there's an opportunity with Josh Winkowski on the mound, who's pitched well in his last two, but still has a batting average against of .289. This dude, as Brian Barrett says, doesn't miss any bats. He needs double plays and to avoid walks. The Orioles are motivated to win. The Red Sox at this point, I don't think are. I think a very similar situation to last year's Shine, where they didn't make any big moves at the deadline. In fact, in this case, they made the team worse in the team's mind, the player's mind. They have gone in the tank since then. And if I can get the Orioles at plus 105 on the money line tonight, that would be my favorite play for Red Sox and O's at Fenway Park. Your matchup is Winkowski and Dean Kremer, a couple of righties on the mound for a 7-10 first pitch.
Not super exciting, but you and I have been on the same wavelength now two nights in a row. I'm also on the Orioles, plus 105. It worked out for us last night. I am with you again tonight. This Red Sox team is in an absolute downward spiral, and I'm getting the Orioles, who have been downright better, even after trading Trey Mancini. They're still just better, and I'm getting them at plus value. Yeah, plus 105 in the Orioles for me is easy.
I will say this, if you're building DK teams like I will be, Kremer has reverse splits, so he's a righty, but he does better against lefties than righties. Right-handers this year against Dean Kremer are hitting .308. They're slugging .470 and OPS over .800. So do not be afraid to play Xander Bogaerts. He's in there tonight. Any sort of right-handers, even Bobby Dalbec at first base. If Hosmer is out again, I wouldn't mind building a little stack against Dean Kremer. I'm not going to go back to the over, but would not be shocked given these two pitchers tonight at Fenway Park. Anything else, Chris Schein, as we get ready to get focused on round one of week one of the PGA Tour playoffs with Willie Zalatoris set to tee off here in a little bit?
No, that does it for me. Mutt. Nice, easy day today. Nothing crazy.
All right, so we got Patriots to react to tomorrow. We'll certainly do more than just the gambling side of it. We'll talk about how the game plays out. We got the Red Sox the weekend set against the Yankees. We'll see if this is the final official nail in the coffin of that. We ask you to subscribe to the podcast. If you liked all of Hannibal's breakdown yesterday on the golf, check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and Odyssey. Also on social media, BetQL Boston Chime. And we had a new Six Rings podcast today with the crew.
Yes, we did. Fitzy, Hart, and I previewed preseason game number one for your New England Patriots. And Fitzy and Andy will also be doing a game one review after the game tonight. So that'll be up first thing tomorrow morning. So we are pumping out podcasts left and right over there.
All right, we'll talk Friday morning. Get ready for the weekend, Shime Time. Good stuff, buddy.
Can't wait, Mutt. I'll talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.